Most of us work pretty hard at our jobs. You know you do. But federal job expert Lily Whiteman says there are a few things you can do to really get ahead at your agency, not just work harder, maybe work a little smarter. Ms. Whiteman is the author of the book, How to Land a Top-Paying Federal Job. She joins us now with five tips to think about as you head into the new year. Ms. Whiteman, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. So how do you get ahead at a federal job? Most people that stand up too tall say, well, that's a good way to get hammered back down to the level.
Well, there are many, many tips, and I'll go through a few of them. One is to follow the money, controversy, and power. You know, unfair though it may be, if you're working in a backwater office that nobody knows about or is obscure, you will climb the ladder slower than comparatively productive people who are in front burner high profile offices. And that's because the managers who run the high profile offices usually have the authority, the funding, and the spaces to promote people. So I suggest you pick projects, details, and jobs that will give you face-to-face time with managers in front offices and help you segue into them.
Okay, so be proactive in the projects that you pick. Don't just wait for somebody to hand it to you. Go get the ones you want.
Absolutely. You know, managers are happy to give you boring projects. They need to get done, but that doesn't mean they need to get done by you. If you see a need that the office has that is being unfulfilled, that would interest you, go ahead and make a cogent suggestion to your boss that you can do that. And I am myself an example of that. I was working for an agency that was downsizing and wanted people to leave, so I offered to give seminars on resumes and interviewing and KSAs, and that's really how I segued into becoming a career coach. So I went from a writer, which I still am, to a career coach just by taking the initiative.
Okay, give us another tip.
If you want to get into the SES, you can. You need to plan ahead of time, way ahead of time, because the qualifications for the SES, Senior Executive Service, are not the kind of things you can pull an all-nighter to get. They're things that take a long time to accumulate, and they're vast. So no matter where you are, if you want to aim for the SES, start planning ahead by looking at the executive core qualifications. It's kind of an open book to get into the SES. They're telling you what they want. So make sure you can fill those requirements. Identify your gaps. Work with the current SES or to identify your gaps and make a plan, either through training or projects or switching jobs, whatever it may be, to get those qualifications. And also, it's important to know that to get into the SES, you need a broad range of knowledge from, you know, procurement to human resources to budget and so on. So some of the topics may not be your first-rate interest, but if you want to get to the top, you've got to know it all.
And what about working for a known-to-be tough boss? Going out of your way to serve someone that everyone else avoids, can that help a career? I've seen that happen, actually.
If that person is in a position of power, it certainly can, and it takes a very tough mind to be able to deal with some people's tempers, but the key really is to work hard, to understand their psychology and work with it as best you can, and to let criticism roll off your back, duck's back, whatever that expression is.
Water off a duck's back.
Thank you.
It's early. It's okay. You know, something that, interesting that you said when you talk about going to the senior executive service, it made me think about promotions. Mm-hmm. And we've all seen this happen, too. You can't just sit and wait for them to come get you and say, you know what, you're awesome, we're going to move you up. You've got to go to the boss and say, there's an opening, I want to go for it, or if there isn't an opening, create one, because I'm good for this and here's how. You have to push through yourself, and that's really hard to do.
Absolutely. You can't initiative beats inertia every time. You know, you're not going to be discovered at the drugstore counter like the stars were in the 1930s. Or some people think promotions come to those who don't ask for them. But if they think they can get you for your current salary, they're happy to keep you there. It's up to you to keep pushing upwards, either by moving up within your current job or moving on.
Lily Whiteman is the author of How to Land a Top-Paying Federal Job. And what about the pay freeze now? There might even be a hiring hiatus because of the continuing resolution that's going to go, well, we don't know how long, perhaps the entire fiscal year. Is that a good time of opportunity for people when times are tough like this?
I'd like to address that, but I just want to get back to something else from my previous question. And the general point is that even if you have the greatest boss in the world, you can only be his or her second most highest priority. So that's why it's up to you to take the initiative. Back to the hiring freeze, is this a good time to move up? Well, I think that a lot of people are moving out who might be disgusted with the hiring freeze and ready to retirement. There are a lot of people who are ready to retire who haven't so far. And there are a lot of people who aren't getting any raise if they're not up for a step increase. They'll get nothing, and that might make them frustrated to want to move on. So I think the vacuum created by the leadership exit, both because of the freeze and because of the retirement wave, would create a lot of spaces for people to move up, and the pay freeze is not freezing out promotions at all. So that might be the best way to get a higher salary in the future.
Lily Whiteman is the author of the book, How to Land a Top-Paying Federal Job. Thank you so much, Ms. Whiteman, for joining us and providing us with these tips. We're going to link to them on federalnewsradio.com. We appreciate your time and your insight this morning.
Many thanks. Happy holidays, everybody.
Hey, and to you too.
You too.
Can hear this entire interview. Find the link you need for all of the tips and more information on federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.